Hello everyone, in this video I'll be taking a look at a game called Accessible Sonic. It's an accessible version of the video game Sonic the Hedgehog. If you don't know about it, don't worry, the help will pretty much talk about a few things. Because I don't really like this help because it doesn't teach you anything you need to know. But I'll try my best. I only just got this game today and I'm only trying it now myself, but I think I figured that I know enough to slap together a quick video. This is the same game Chris Redd covered in his video, but that's not really very explanatory because even he didn't understand what's going on. Not to be honest, do I, but I'll try my best.
Let's play Accessible Sonic Rhythm Rage Row 1 OBS 2. Let's play Accessible Sonic OBS 2 OBS 2 Folder View List OBS G Game List.
I thought I was keeping it open, but
Games
I wasn't.
Shortcut 28 Games Window Tree View. This piece. Items view list. Adventure at C2 of 130. Oh. Sonic the Hedgehog 50 of 1. Items view. SF. Changelog.txt.
No, there is a
GH1 walkthrough.txt.
GH1 walkthrough.
STH.exe 7 of 7.
I'll not be going to that, of
Sonic
course.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Play Sonic the Hedgehog. Help. Exit. Play Sonic the Hedgehog. Help.
I'll go to help.
Arrow down to read help. Sonic the Hedgehog is the flagship franchise of Sega.
Sega? What is that?
The 2D Sonic games are side-scrolling platformers, starring Sonic, the Blue Hedgehog, whose main ability is his incredible speed.
Yeah, and I'm keeping it slow. I normally keep it way faster than this, but...
Use the arrow keys, or A, S, W, and Z to direct Sonic. Press the space bar to jump.
I really can also press the up arrow to jump.
Sonic moves by trying to accelerate in the specified direction. However, the success of these attempts is dependent on the slope of the track on which Sonic stands.
I don't think down arrow does anything.
Slopes are defined using radians. So the closer the angle is to 0.5 times pi, the steeper the slope.
I don't get that. What, 0.5 times pi? That's probably a mathematical explanation of why it has to be so, but I don't get
it. The steeper the slope, the more Sonic will have to work against gravity to move along it. Sometimes, gravity will win, and Sonic will fall down the slope.
Yeah.
Slope, the steeper the slope. In some cases, falling down steep slopes is a good thing, enabling Sonic to attain greater speed for climbing a steep slope further along the track.
Momentum. Yeah.
If you want an audio indication as to the length and angle of the current section of track, you can press T to have Sonic's flying fox buddy, Tails, fly along the track.
Alright.
Hold left or right shift while pressing T to change the direction that Tails flies.
Press
T again to make Tails stop flying
useful.
The track. You can also hear a quick sound representing the surrounding slopes by pressing L. These sounds will play automatically whenever you move over a different slope. Sonic will have to do more than just speed his way over various slopes, however.
Of course.
The evil Dr. Robotnik, or Eggman, or whatever his name is Sonic's mortal enemy, mostly because he constantly tries to take over the world, or small portions of it, with his robotic armies.
Great.
At some point, Robotnik thought it would be cheaper to add cybernetics to the locals rather than build and power robots from scratch.
So, cyborgs?
So, Sonic must contend with the roboticized hordes.
Yeah.
Luckily, all it will take is a well-placed bop from above to break Robotnik's control. Most of the time, anyway. Sonic is protected by golden rings that are scattered throughout the zones. So long as Sonic is holding one ring, he cannot be killed, unless by falling in pits, being crushed, or drowning.
Yeah, no, that's not at all easy to get killed like that.
When Sonic is hit, he will drop all of his rings, which will scatter into the environment. If you are quick enough, you can catch dropped rings before they bounce off into oblivion.
Yeah, now before they bounce off into oblivion, they're all in a straight row, in a straight, neat row, so you can catch them for
There are also various items, in the form of computer monitors scattered throughout the zones.
Computer monitors?
These monitors can be broken by jumping on them. There are other methods, but they'll come in later. Beware of water. You'll know when Sonic has entered or left water by means of a splashing sound. Sonic will gradually run out of oxygen while underwater. You'll know when Sonic is close to drowning, as the music will change to something ominous.
Ominous, yeah.
Sonic can regain all of his available oxygen by jumping out of the water for air, though keep in mind that some tasks require spending a good deal of time away from the surface,
yeah.
So be careful.
I'm not going to that part.
Most
yet.
Levels will end in one of two ways. There will either be a goalpost, which you must run past to complete the level.
A goalpost?
Or there will be a boss fight with one of Robotnik's contraptions. Each boss behaves differently, and it is necessary to develop a strategy for dealing with them. Once a boss is defeated, you can usually find a roboticizer, with a button atop it. Jump on the button to release Robotnik's captives and complete the zone.
Right.
The exception is the final boss of each game, who, rather than guarding prisoners, usually controls the fortress where the battle takes place.
Yeah.
Defeating the final boss almost inevitably results in the ground crumbling, in which case Sonic must run so as to keep ahead of the destruction.
That's true.
With any luck, this will lead to completing the game, and not an anticlimactic death by Pit.
Though I've of course never gotten
That's
that
most
far.
Of what you need to know to play.
Is it?
Other than game controls, you can use page up and page down to adjust the volume of the background music, tap to change the output mode, the left and right brackets to adjust sappy speed, and if you'd prefer that vertical position be represented by pitch rather than volume, or if you just want to mix it up from time to time, press Y.
Now that is extremely useful. I'm not
press
really trying
to hear
it
your
as
total
yet,
number
but
of rings.
I like that.
You can also stop and observe details about the current section of track, or the
B.
items and enemies in the area, by pressing B.
Right.
Okay, now go speed past some cyborgs.
Thanks, I'll do that.
Press enter to return. Help. Exit. Help. Play Sonic
that's
the Hedgehog.
That's the main menu. Now I
press
will not be able
to
explain much.
Green Hill Zone, Act 1.
That's a ring. I got those. I'm going up a slope now. That somehow means I'm not fast enough to go over the slope. Oops. Okay, we go back. And now let me build up speed. That way I'll be fast enough to go over that slope. You press L. That's a pit. I don't know what the hell this is. Probably sounds like water is a pit. That's an enemy of some sort. And I entered
you
the
have
pit.
Two lives left. 4. Green Hill Zone.
And guess what CP
one.
Got it to death sound from? I better be open source CP. Explain, but I'll try. So now, okay, now I can actually explain. If you press L, what? I don't get that. But L basically tells you about the guide. There's more of a demonstration gameplay thing than a really explanatory thing. But if you want to read the guide, now what I am is I'm in a loop. In this game, loops are buggy, so you try to keep running around in circles back and forth until the loop decides to let you go. You can't jump, but trying to jump also helps, I believe. Yes, I got out of the loop. Now this next part is where I always try. Let me see how many rings do I have.
8 rings.
Good. You might think, isn't that a bit too much? But it's not. Just trust me. Later, I'll talk later. Oh, for goodness sake! Please don't die. What?
You collected 13 rings. You completed this act in 94
oh,
seconds.
Oh, I did it. Thank
you
God.
Defeated two enemies.
Yeah, more running.
Green Hill Zone,
else.
Act 2.
This is actually the first time I've gotten this far, so let's both see what happens. I'm bored, let's all see what happens. This is only a playthrough, more of a demonstration than an explanation. I'm way too new for an explanation. There's a reason I want to do this. I'll get that whole thing off my chest after the video's over.
You have one lives left.
Oh god.
4. Green Hill Zone, Act 2.
Oh, okay, so that's what. So I have 2 lives left because you can also do when you have 0 lives left. Embarrassing means you have 0 lives in reserve. Oh my god. That sounds like you're falling off a slope. Stop it!
You have 0 lives left.
Get this game properly though.
4.
I'm sorry, I really want to like this game. I like this game, I don't want to. But I don't get it. I'm gonna try and throw my mind over here. I'm sorry. Oh man, all those loopy things. Not loop yet. The loop yet basically got to spam up arrow and left arrow and right arrow and you get out of it eventually. I wonder if anyone even plays this game anymore. And I have no idea, I believe you can get this on egarchive.net, but I don't know the developer's name. I follow the download link in... What?
You collected 2 rings.
Oh, I did it.
You completed this act in 65 seconds. You defeated 3 enemies. Green Hill Zone. Act 3.
I think that's where I face the boss. What?
Speech. Yes button Alt plus Y.
What?
Folder view list. Sonic the Hedgehog, the audio edition. BGT runtime error dialogue. A runtime error occurred. In function, void S1 step. Description.
Oh,
null pointer
great.
Access. Would you like to copy the stack trace text to the clip? No button Alt plus N. Desktop list. Games shortcut.
I don't know what that's all about. I hope I can continue the game.
Games window. Tree view. Sonic the Hedgehog 15.
I mean, I hope that doesn't happen every time. Even if it does, it's not a big deal because...
Music 1 of 7. STH.exe 7 of 7.
I can't usually get that far, so even if I...
Help. Play Sonic the Hedgehog.
I really hope it doesn't...
Press enter to begin.
Always get that error whenever I get to that point, though.
Green Hill Zone, Act 1.
I don't think the developers are working on this game anymore. Probably not bit different or being bit different though. I mean, that's my antivirus.
You have 2 lives left.
But anyways.
4. Green Hill Zone, Act 1.
Oh for goodness.
You have 1 lives left. 4. Green Hill Zone, Act 1. Place, help. Play Sonic the Hedgehog. Press enter to begin. Green Hill Zone, Act 1.
Alright, again.
You have 0 lives left. 4.
For goodness sake.
Green Hill Zone, Act
1. I just try a bit more of this and if I don't get it anyway. But this is a specific game I did in this video, which I'll talk about at the end of the video. Because I know there are people way more experienced in this game than I am.
Press enter to
but
begin.
But there's still a reason I have
Green Hill Zone,
started
Act
this
one.
Video, which I'm going to talk about.
You have two lives left.
Okay, I think I know where I'm going
Four.
From here.
Green Hill Zone, Act 1.
I won't do that again. Just have to try not to. Oh, okay.
You have one life
so
left.
Jumps are longer than Four. I realized.
Green Hill Zone, Act 1. You have
okay.
zero lives left.
I'll just try this particular this last
Green
life.
Hill
and
Zone,
then I'll just
Act 1. Game over.
But there's nothing there. That's a bug. That's a bug.
Press enter to begin.
No. Fine. No.
Play Sonic the Hedgehog.
Hang on,
Hell.
Please.
Exit.
There. Okay. Now that's Sonic the Hedgehog.
Hell.
Oh, I know. Let me
Play
do
Sonic
just
the Hedgehog.
One more round. See if I can get up to that act and if that
press enter to begin.
Runtime error persists.
Green
if
Hill
it
Zone.
Does, then I
act
can't
one.
Play the game, I guess. I hope it doesn't, though. If it does, maybe I'll ask around if there's a way to fix it. Either way, this game has given me some really good inspiration. Everything being said though, I really hope this game does an isolated instance which never occurs again.
You have two lives left.
Four. Oh, because
Green
I know
Hill
rings.
Zone, Act 1.
So, Sonic the Lord of the Rings? Sorry, I had to. So, where is the one ring? I'll stop now, I promise. I mean, I'll stop the references.
You have one lives left.
I don't know what happens there.
Green Hill Zone, Act 1.
I guess I'll try and because I find a secret part, secret platform around here somewhere. Near the
you
pit.
Have zero lives left.
Near the pit.
Four.
And I believe it gives you
Green
10
Hill
rings,
Zone,
so I want
Act
10
one.
Rings. I'm gonna get them.
Game over.
Okay, that's it. I'm gonna stop now. I'm not too angry, I'm just confused.
Enter to begin. Green Hill Zone, Act 1. Play Sonic the Hedgehog.
See, okay.
Exit.
Now I wanna go and talk about something here, just for a moment.
Exit.
I'm gonna exit the game. I just wanna talk about something. The reason I made this video, there are actually two reasons. One is that I just like the game and I think there should be a bit of an audio demonstration because the guide just leaves so many things unexplained. The guide and the help. And it just doesn't, you know, you don't get the feel of a game unless you hear someone playing it. So, and the more people you hear playing it and the more opinions they have, the easier it'll be for you to piece things together. And that's one reason why I made this video. But there's another bigger reason. For those who didn't really watch Chris Wright's video, you can skip this. But, before I start the second reason, I just want to say to Chris Wright and to everyone else who might watch this, this is not meant to criticize literally anybody. I'm pointing out my observation and that's kind of all. And I don't know who ever does this on purpose, because I've done this too myself, so. But I noticed sometimes when I watched that video, I was surprised, this video and the Mario video he made, I was surprised at the comments. Leave this game is not good, this game is not easy to understand, was the attitude most of this comments had. And it was his own attitude. I don't understand this kind of thing. Because, let me be honest, the other Mario game by this developer, I play it. I actively play it, it's a bit frustrating, but I love it. And I understand it, and I just understand it. But I'm sure same will be for this game if that runtime error does not happen again. I'm sure same will be for this game. But never did I ever say leave this game or leave Mario or leave anything. Because for games to be challenging, there has to be a certain amount of challenge or a certain amount of puzzles in those games. Now, do I admit freely that these games may have overdone it? I admit very freely. Honestly, I felt Mario overdid it a bit myself. But that's no reason to turn your back on the game. You can say, I don't understand this game. Okay. You can say, I don't think I want to bother understanding this game. I mean, that's also fine. But just saying, this game is not good, this game is hard to understand. I'm sorry, but this is my memory of those comments. It is not just this particular two games. Even in myself, I've seen this mentality rise too many times, which is why I always try to fight it. Even for me, if there's something which I don't really like or I don't really understand a certain game, I automatically start to forget it and just push away that game and say, I don't know, this game is hard to understand, I won't want to play this game, and this game is hard to play, and this is a bad game. I've seen myself do that many times, but that's, I just realized that's not the way to be. For me, the most challengingly fun games for me are the ones with the puzzles. And yet, it's also sometimes good to have a bit of a YouTube video for those who want to figure these games out, which is why I'm making this video. Again, anyone who says this game isn't for me because it's hard, I'm not at all going to criticize any of you. I understand, honestly, I must have put down Mario in exasperations 150 times. Literally, when I was trying to figure it out. And for those people who know, as for Mailman, I must have put Mailman down like literally 500 times in irritation while trying to figure it out. And that was after some helpful person posted a post on the forum. But I'm not saying any such thing. I understand that kind of mentality. But that's, I think that's not our future. Because if our future is to try and figure out more video games, then we can't have that kind of attitude. And even if it's not video games, the ones which are the most puzzles tend to be the most fun. You feel a sense of, this is something else, you feel a sense of achievement that you never feel otherwise if you just get those games right. When I finally figured out Mailman, the achievement, the sense of achievement was so high. It is so rewarding to figure these games out on your own. So rewarding. Just so rewarding. And with a bit of help is fine. I'm just saying that I want to spotlight that these games can also be played, can also be understood, can also be enjoyed. Which is why I'm making this video. to spotlight that here is someone who, even though she doesn't get these games, is still trying for them and knows that she will get them eventually. And these are the directions which I hope people can follow. So I'm basically doing this video in summary of all this rant, I guess. I'm doing this video to prove that this game can be understood and played. Because even though I'm failing, I'm still at least getting a grip of this game. And I wanted to show that me, the process of me getting a grip of this game on video. Because that's the furthest I've ever gotten and I did that on video. So hopefully people understand what I'm saying here. And again, no criticisms intended. This is a tendency we all have and this is a tendency we all should, at least in my opinion, try to get rid of. So I hope I didn't sound like I was ranting. I'm sorry if I did.
Speech mode beeps. Speech mode talk. Sonic the Hedgehog row 1 call.
But I really
OBS 26.1. OBS 26.1.
So I hope you enjoyed this recording as always. That's a given, by the way. Any recording I make, I really hope you enjoyed it. I really hope you found it beneficial. And I really hope you didn't find any of what I said towards the end offensive. I never meant that for anybody. Ever.